don't be lame and break out those old prom dresses. Dust off that suit coat from the back of the closet and join the fun at the Wine and Beer Walk. Sip, sip, saray. It's a night of laughs, friends, shopping and sipping, and maybe discovering your tuxedo still fits. For the most part, tickets are only $35. No corsage is necessary, but a ticket definitely is if you want to join in on the fun. Get your tickets now at Christie Sunnyside, J.J. Walsh Jewelry, Creative Layer Salon, Community First Bank, or online at rcchamber.org. Non-alcoholic tickets are available online or the night of the event. It's at the Depot Check-In. The Wine and Beer Walk Sip Sips Array, where the drinks are flowing, the outfits are questionable, and the memories are guaranteed. It all happens Friday, May 15th.
Your first choice for better health.
Pain shouldn't be a mystery, but too often, joint and muscle pain goes unanswered. As a primary care physician at the Richland Hospital and Clinics with specialized ultrasound and injection training, Dr. Brian Kroll can see what others can't, evaluating joints, tendons, and soft tissues as the exam happens. Call the Richland Hospital and Clinics to schedule your appointment with Dr. Kroll.
It's Tuesday's Roundup, brought to you by Added Touch Floral and Gifts, Julie Karen State Farm, Richland Hospital, Cardinal Glass CG, and by Badgerland Flooring. And today is quiz day. Hank is handing out the questions, and Phil bravely, boldly, and often incorrectly taking the quiz. Confidence, sky high. Accuracy, still under review. Hank's got the answers, Phil's got the guesses, and somehow
we've got a show.
Play along and see if you can beat Phil, which, statistically speaking,
you probably can.
Tuesday's Roundup, where the questions are tough
and Phil makes them tougher.
It's time for the Roundup.
Rawhide. Cut them out. Ride them in. Cut them out. Ride them in.
Happy birthday to him.
Who?
Happy birthday to him.
Woo-hoo.
Happy birthday, dear Hank Bray. Happy birthday to you.
Oh, yes.
You don't
want to miss the... I can't even do it. So anyway, how you doing, buddy?
You're a rookie.
I'm definitely a rookie. How you doing, my man?
I'm doing fine. Happy birthday to you.
Thank you, buddy. Thank you.
Yeah, what are you... what about 46 or 47 or something?
You know, I'm going to be honest with you. I don't even know how old I am.
Well, check. You probably have your driver's license on you, don't you?
Yeah, but
check that.
I was born in 72.
Well, then you would be double nickel.
No, I'm not double nickel yet.
Smart. No, you're 54.
54.
Yep.
Amazing.
Wow.
And I couldn't have done it without all my good friends, especially my father and my mom.
There you go.
So,
well, obviously.
And my brothers. Mm-hmm. Unreal. My dad will probably forget my birthday again, but
probably will.
Yeah, he probably will. So we'll see.
He sometimes listens to his boy though.
Sometimes
up here in the Badger
State. He does. My mm-hmm. brother does, and or at least my younger brother Randall don't care. My older brother, he doesn't care.
Doesn't he?
He goes, well, do your own thing.
Uh huh.
So, but anyway. So,
but 54 spankings today. Then.
Yeah. Yes.
All right.
Bring it on. How you been, my man?
Good.
You had a good soccer game last night.
We did.
Yeah.
Very, very close and competitive. Yeah. And then we had another meeting for the radio auction for Grace last night.
That's starting to come into really, really swinging away.
You bet. So we'll be contacting potential donors. You know, if you gave last year, we'll probably be getting you.
Just to remember that you know, we still quack out cancer here at the radio station. I still have ducks.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to come in and pick a duck, appreciate a donation of $1 or more. All proceeds go to the Grace auction. So I have a big thing of ducks that Phil's cheese ball container that Phil has eaten out of.
Yeah,
so.
You can't lose that way. I always lost at pick a duck at the fair.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You can go pick a duck out there.
Because they always say that there's a winner every time, but I was lost.
It's like, I don't want a yellow duck. But no, I have... You know, they're a little bit smaller than the duck race ducks, but you know what? If you get time, if you want a duck, come get a duck.
Are they ones that you had in your tubby?
Yes.
When you were doing your Saturday night bath?
Those have actually all been cleaned and ready to go give out again.
So. Good.
Yeah.
Good. I'm guessing they all need counseling after.
They all do.
They're in your bath. Yeah,
they just sit there and look at you like.
Yeah. So. Weird.
It's really weird. Hey, buddy. I have a pretty long quiz today, so but I do have a couple questions for you. If you could spend every waking moment with your partner, would you?
Well, of course.
Well, here's the thing. I think the right answer to that is no. Here's why. Because she also needs time away to do her thing. And that's I think that's with everybody's partner.
Absence makes the heart grow fonder.
But I don't mean that in a bad way. Because, you know, spending time with each other is a big thing. But every minute of the day, I don't think anybody would want that. Huh? And I'm just trying to be logical here.
Right. Well, I've told the story before.
And the correct answer is yes, you would.
Yeah. Yes, I've told the story before, though. If she goes to babysit the grandkids or something, I'll be like, yeah, okay, now I can, you know.
We can party.
Yeah, yeah.
Eat apple pie.
Me and Annie, exactly.
Eat apple pie and just leave.
Dribble it down your shirt, fall
you
asleep.
And you don't have to
slide,
worry.
Slide the plate under the chair, you know.
Oh, yeah.
But then 3 o'clock Sunday afternoon when she texts that she's on her way.
It's the fastest as Phil's ever moved.
Nope.
Phil's house cleaning service done in 3 minutes or less.
But seriously, I look forward to it. I'm like, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But then about 12 hours into it, I'm like, oh.
Where's my wife?
I'm kind of lonely.
Yeah. But no, and I don't mean that in a bad way. I think that's truth, though.
Yeah.
Because every minute, I don't know that. I don't mean that in a bad way because, you know, you love your spouses or whatever, but every waking moment, I don't think I could do that.
No.
Hey, honey, come on. We gotta go umpire a baseball game. You just sat there right behind me.
Right.
You know? So anyway, you might be from Arkansas, Philip. If your dog ate your beware of dog sign.
Chewed on it.
Yeah.
It could happen.
Oh, 100% it could. Yeah.
We had a dog, Sassy, that used to chew everything up, and even your vehicle wasn't safe.
Oh, really?
You know, the heater plug, you know, used to plug my car in.
Yes.
She would chew off she chewed off like three of them. You know, and I would tuck it up underneath.
Yeah,
and
she would find it, wouldn't she?
Yeah, and then we had some people visiting. They had the Chevrolet Blazer. They had the tire cover, kind of a nice tire cover on the back.
Used to have a nice tire.
Used to, yeah. Yeah, she made a, just it looked like it went through the wood chipper or something. Mm-hmm. She got done with it.
I remember one of my father's dogs, I can't remember his name, but he would bite through it was a blue heeler, bite through the wheel or the sidewall of your tire.
Of your tire?
Oh, yes.
That got expensive then.
Well, for somebody. I used to pee on my tires when I got out. We wouldn't mess with them.
Really?
Yeah. More masculine.
That's a good idea. Yeah.
So anyway, my 10 right. questions, my man.
What is it on?
It's a lot of everything. There's some history, baseball.
All right.
Some science, some churches. Whew. Oh, and we have a school question.
And a school question.
Yeah, you knew that, didn't you? Yep, all right. Number one, Abraham Lincoln lost 5 separate elections before he became president of the United States. True or false, Philip?
All right.
If you answered true, what were those elections? I'm just kidding. I'm just
what?
Silent. Just kidding.
Okay.
All right, number two, all ground rule doubles were considered home runs as early as recently as 1930. True or false?
All right,
buddy. Number three, fish eggs can survive being eaten by a duck.
I'm laughing. I don't know why.
I don't know either, but it's funny.
Yeah.
Number four.
All right.
Here we go. This is about your little rooster at home.
Speckled Pete?
Yep. Roosters have built-in earplugs, so they don't deafen themselves when they crow. Oh, my God. Where's my earplug? West Grant High School operated until 1994. Mm-hmm. Then they attended River Ridge High School. What was West Grant's mascot? Was it the Falcons, the Wolves, the Bluebirds, or the Blue Devils? Number six. They were churches that painted murals showing biblical figures playing modern-day sports like football and basketball.
Hmm.
Modern churches.
Okay. All right.
All right. Number seven. Urine once used as a detergent. Urine was once used as a detergent.
All right.
Well, it's tough. It's tough coming up with quizzes.
I bet it is. Yeah.
Are they fish with legs, Philip? True or false?
Hmm. All right.
Number nine. Including Andy Gibb. Is it Gibb or Gibbs? Andy Gibbs.
Andy Gibb.
Yeah, Gibb, yeah. How many songs connected to the Gibb brothers appeared on the Billboard's Hot 100 chart in 1978?
For the whole year? Or at one time?
At the end of the year.
At the end of the year.
All right. Okay. So here, is it 4, 5, 6, or 8?
Okay.
Number 10.
Tenor? Is this the last one?
This is it.
All right.
This is the toughest one of the day.
Uh-oh.
Which metallic element is the only metal that naturally exists as a liquid at standard room temperature?
Wow.
Here we go. Is it gallium? Is it bromine? Bromine? Mercury? Or cesium? cesium. Cesium.
Okay.
Cesium. Yeah.
All right.
All right, buddy. What do you think you got? I think you did very well.
I had...
Have you noticed the tendency of the answers? Have you noticed the tendency of most of your answers?
I had quite a few truths.
That's correct, yeah.
Yeah, well, hopefully they're right.
Yep, we'll see.
All right.
Abraham, number one, Abraham Lincoln lost 5 separate elections before he became president of the United States. True or false?
That's got to be true.
It is true. 1943, he lost the nomination for Congress. 1948, lost the...
40?
1843.
He was reincarnated.
He was a little older than we thought.
That's right.
1848 lost the bid for renomination to Congress after serving one term. 1849 lost the appointment to commissioner to the General Land Office. 1854 lost the election for the U.S. Senate. 1856 lost the Republican nomination for vice president. And 1858 lost the famous U.S. Senate race against Stephen Douglas. Even though Lincoln lost, the debates made him nationally famous.
Huh.
He was a very good debater.
Sure.
But people didn't buy into him.
Very good speaker.
Very good. Number two, all ground rule doubles were considered home runs as recently as 1930.
I think that's true.
It is true, Philip. And you know what? It was a very interesting article. Very interesting. So, number three, fish eggs can survive eaten by a duck.
I think that's true.
That is true. Fish eggs will hatch after passing through the digestive tract. Still, it's a good explanation of how seemingly disconnected pools and lakes can suddenly add tons of fish.
Oh.
So that's true. It's amazing. Yeah.
Nature is amazing.
I was actually reading an article on how some of these lakes are filled with fish and people don't know how they got there. Well, it's the ducks.
Oh.
It's kind of cool.
All right.
Number four. What is your rooster name?
Speckled Pete.
Yeah, Speckled Pete. And his brothers have built-in earplugs so they don't deafen themselves when they crow.
I think that's true.
It is true. Basically, nature gave them noise-canceling headphones, but left the volume on stuck on Wake the Whole County Anyway. Number five.
All right.
West Grant High School operated until 1994. Then they attended River Ridge High School, whose now is the Timberwolves. What was West Grant's mascot? Was it the Falcons, the Wolves, the Bluebirds, or the Blue Devils?
This is a tough one.
That is a tough one.
I went with Bluebirds.
Nope.
Oh, Falcons.
Falcons.
Yeah.
You knew it, too.
Yeah.
I thought you knew it.
After you read it the second time, I'm like, Falcons. Because I used to cover West Grant.
Yep.
And in fact, they played Ithaca in a regional final in girls basketball in the 80s, and also played football. Probably the last year they had just West Grant football.
Okay.
91 or something like that.
Now, West Grant and Bloomington really went to battle, didn't they?
Bloomington Blue Jays,
yes,
right?
Yes, yes.
I think that's what I was thinking.
Yeah.
So. Oh, well, it ain't hanging on the fridge today.
Number six. They were and are churches that painted murals during biblical figures playing modern-day sports like basketball and football.
That's true.
It is true. somewhere there's probably a scoreboard that reads loaves 5, fishes 2, halftime snacks covered. Guess where these churches are? Alabama.
Alabama.
Yes, sir.
All right.
Yeah. Urine was once used as a detergent.
Yes, that's true.
It is true.
I've heard
people
that.
Used its ammonia content as a powerful natural detergent. And to this day, some people still use it in foreign countries.
I was going to say, you've tried it or not?
Some people use this in foreign countries and a house in basketball.
Oh, boy. Yep. Well, you save money that way, right?
But you don't make a lot of friends,
no,
Phil.
Probably not.
Number 8, they are fish with legs.
Well, it's wacky, and if I said true.
It is true. And it was just posted on the website, or the Facebook. It's true. It's called a pink frogmouth. It lives in the very deep, on the ocean floor and spends its time there looking for food in the sand. Its fins have evolved into little stubby legs.
Wow.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah, that is.
And they look like little Dutch hound little legs.
Uh-huh.
You know?
I was thinking of Little Mermaid.
Yes.
When she becomes a person.
Yes.
It grows legs.
Yeah.
With Prince Eric.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good. That has nothing to do with that.
No.
But it's all right.
Oh, well.
Including Andy Gibb, how many songs connected to the Gibb brothers appeared on the Billboard Hot 100 chart in 1978?
I'm going with 6.
It is 6. Here we go. Can you tell me the 3 Bee Gees songs?
So, let's see. Staying Alive
is number 4 for the year.
Night Fever.
Number 2 for the year.
How Deep Is Your Love?
Number 6 for the year. What about the Andy Gibb?
Andy Gibb in 78 would have been...
the number 1 song of the year?
Was it Shadow Dancing?
It's number 1.
Shadow Dancing,
yep. Can you give me another one?
By Andy Gibb?
Yep.
I Just Want to Be Your Everything.
Love Is Thicker Than Water.
Oh, Love Is Thicker Than Water. Yeah.
And what about An Everlasting Love?
An Everlasting Love.
Yeah. That is amazing that those are all connected.
Uh-huh. But if you go deeper, because songs they wrote.
Correct.
Yvonne Elliman had a big song as well from Saturday Night Fever that they wrote. And Samantha Sang's Emotion was.
Okay. I did not know.
Now, that would have been, I think that was 77, though.
Okay. But that was from the.
It's one that they wrote.
Right, but it was
so
from the...
connected with them.
Wow.
That was
an awesome group. Yeah. I mean, the Bee Gees, I love them.
Yeah,
I absolutely love them.
Yeah, they kind of fell out of favor when people were bashing disco, but they really, really come back. People...
What was the big song that they come back with? Was it in the 90s?
They had a song called One.
No, it was another. They did a remake of it. Was it Staying? I don't know. I have to look that up.
All right.
So, by the end of 1978, Philip, if your last name was Gibb, there's about 73% chance you were currently playing on somebody's kitchen radio.
Somebody on the radio, absolutely.
Yeah. Number 10, which metallic element is the only metal that naturally exists as a liquid at standard room temperature? Is it gallium, bromine? That's what bromine.
Mercury, like your brother.
Yeah,
brother.
Bromine. What's up,
brother of mine?
That could be a word of the day.
Yeah.
Bromine. What's up, buddy? And then cesium.
It's mercury.
It is mercury. Gallium melts in your hand. Bromine is a liquid, but not a metal. And cesium melts just above room temperature. Mercury is the only metal casually walking around like solid. You can't beat me.
Can't beat
you. Yep.
All right. 9 right.
Not bad, man. That was a tough quiz,
too. Yeah, absolutely. So I could have, if I had thought about it.
I could have.
Yeah.
I thought you would have known that.
And you did. I did. It was the Falcons. But for some reason, I was thinking of Bloomington. And
So if anybody ever wants a quiz, just shoot me an email or call us, and I can send them out a quiz through email.
Oh.
So... I have them. I'm starting to save them. So.
Or you can take ideas on quizzes.
100%. I would appreciate that.
Yep.
Seriously. But anyway, Philip, thank you very much. I hope you have a good day. We need the rain, and I know the kids need to play ball, but you know what?
We need the rain.
Yeah, we need the rain. The farmers are feeding the world for us.
So don't leave your birthday cake out in the rain because it took too long to bake it, and you don't have that recipe again.
Again. I got to go.
MacArthur Park.
happy.
Yeah, you've got to go. Happy birthday, Hank Bray.